Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking all things college football with Bill Bender of The Sporting News, one of our favorite guests that we have on every single week. Makes me smarter every time. Bill, I'm going to Freaky Friday you into the body of Whit Babcock, the athletic director at Virginia Tech. Tell me why your first phone call when it comes to trying to hire a new head coach is not James Franklin. He would bring in SEC experience. He would bring in Big Ten experience. He's got knowledge of the area, having been at Vanderbilt before. Tell me why I should not hire James Franklin to Virginia Tech.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of first calls James Franklin should be, not just Virginia Tech. I think, you know, when you have a 698 winning percentage at Penn State like he had, the program building experience that he had, I know everybody's fixated on that 4-21 top 10 record, but you know what? There's a lot of coaches that have a bad record against the top 10. I think he's going to land somewhere. And this coaching carousel, you know, last week proved, we had three guys get fired in one day, that I think it's just beginning. It's going to be a wild one for sure.
Bill, what was your just instant reaction to that news? I mean, obviously, we've kind of tossed that idea around. We all know about the record that you just brought up against top 10 teams, but I mean, you know, we had Jay Paterno on yesterday, and he said, look, there's a lot of risk involved. And it seems like it was the AD who kind of made that decision, maybe on his own a little bit. What was your instant raw reaction to that news?
The same. It feels a little bit like an emotional decision in some ways. But if it happened, you know, it wasn't just the loss against Northwestern and UCLA that led to that. It wasn't just, you know, one thing. It seems like, you know, maybe they, and you don't make a move like that and pay a buyout of that level if you don't have something in mind. You know what I mean? So I think that's the next step here, is trying to figure out who's it going to be, because no matter what, it's going to touch off more chaos, because it's going to, you can't hire anything less than another Power Four coach. I can't think of another name you would hire that wouldn't be a Power Four coach.
So, Bill, is it, you know, is it Pat Kraft's job now on the line if whoever they hired to replace James Franklin doesn't achieve X, Y, and Z? I mean, that fan base is twitchy enough to pay a lot of money to get rid of a guy with a really good head coaching record. Now, is it one bad hire and the AD is gone too?
Possibly. I mean, it's risky, and you know, that's what my initial thought was. Like, it cuts both ways. Like, Georgia, I probably wrote the same column when Mark Richt was fired or parted ways, and said, you know, they won 10 games. What more do you want? You're not really a national championship program. You haven't won one since 1980. And then Kirby Smart came in and flipped that on its head. So that's what they're swinging for, is a Kirby Smart. Is Matt Rhule going to be that, or Kurt Cignetti, or, you know, Eli Drinkwitz? I don't know. I think Cignetti's probably the one that, if they were to convince him to come, is the most interesting home run swing to me. Because I think Matt Rhule would be solid there. Matt Rhule fits Penn State. He's played there, all those things. Good guy, great coach, all those things. Cignetti's the one, though, when you see what he's done at Indiana, that you're wondering, man, what if he could do that at like a super, you know, a program of Penn State stature?
Yeah, you certainly do. Who do you think was on that short list Patrick Kraft opened his drawer and pulled out that short list, and maybe there were three names on it. Who do you believe is on that short list?
No, the ones I said, you know, Kurt Cignetti and Matt Rhule. And then the third one's open to interpretation. It could be like a Manny Diaz, who's done a very good job at Duke. Obviously was a defensive coordinator there. It could be an Eli Drinkwitz, a guy that I think he's exceeded expectations at Missouri. It could be Pat Fitzgerald, who's the one coach that isn't an active Power Four coach, but did well at Northwestern. But I think the top two names on that list are Kurt Cignetti and Matt Rhule. Mm.
Talking to Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Bill, you're there in the state. How much have you followed the Jameer Brown lawsuit in Ohio, where he's a high school player, class of 2027, suing to be allowed to receive NIL at that high school level? And what kind of opportunities do you think high school athletes would and should get while playing at that level?
I don't have a strong opinion on it because I'm of the mindset that it's probably coming. Ohio does not have that. I mean, my family lives in a city that has produced several NFL players in recent years. You know, Pickerington, Ohio is one of those places. Both high schools are powerhouses. You know, six guys actually on Ohio State's roster last year are from here. Jack Sawyer's in the NFL now. Sonny Styles will be in the NFL next year, and his brother Lorenzo too. So, yeah, I mean, that conversation's out there with 4- and 5-star kids, and we'll see how that goes. To be honest, I don't know all the facts of that case. I've kind of been on all these coaching hirings, so I would have to go look at it. But I can just say that it's probably coming. You know, if it's in other states, it's only a matter of time before it's everywhere.
Bill Bender, The Sporting News, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. You hear him on the Fan Upstate every Wednesday at this time. Hey, Bill, when you go back to Matt Rhule, you brought that name up a minute ago. We all know what he's doing now at Nebraska, what he did at Baylor, or the Panthers as well. Do you feel like there could be a scenario when it comes to Kraft and this job search if Kurt Cignetti doesn't work out? Let's say that they can't get Cignetti to Penn State. Do you feel like that it could be maybe just a shoe-in type process where they don't really make it long and drawn out and they just announce Matt Rhule as the next guy? And then what would your reaction be to that?
Well, I don't think they can. Like, somebody proposed to me, like, could they hire Matt Rhule right now? I said, well, if Matt Rhule left Nebraska in the middle of a playoff push for Penn State, like Bobby Petrino did, you know, and that whole thing, it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
For him PR-wise. So I think it does need to be more like the NFL and constructed in a way that it makes sense to be like the NFL, where Matt Rhule can just take that job if offered at the end of the season. And, you know, I know the portal and everything else is a factor in college football. I understand that. But and if they actually did hire Matt Rhule, I think it would be a home run. You know, he's a guy that – is it light years better than James Franklin? No. But, you know, Matt Rhule has a way of doing things. He's in the middle of another third-year makeover at Nebraska. He's won a lot of football games. He's a good guy. And, you know, that extra level of want to being a linebacker at Penn State, the pride he would want to have doing well there, can't be understated.
So, Bill, a follow-up to that, if that is the case, and I agree with you, by the way, why do you feel like Penn State went ahead and pulled the trigger when they did with the timing being in the middle of the season? Why do you feel like they just couldn't wait till the end of the season?
I think the frustration. Didn't know if it was tenable. I didn't think, you know, at the time, though, that, like, James Franklin was going to get fired. Not after the last, but even after the last two games. And I think it's, you know, it's eye-opening because other college football programs are going to go through this. It's more like the NFL now, where you're going to have a dud of the season, you know, and everything's geared toward the 12-team college football playoff, and they had a coach who was capable of getting them to the 12-team college football playoff on an annual basis. I mean, had we been in a 12-team format since 2014, he would have a lot more playoff appearances. And I don't know. I mean, other than they were willing to move on, they've got another guy in mind, and you got to start back-channeling that, I suppose. But that would be my best answer.
Bill, about an hour ago, we had on Toby Rowland, the Oklahoma Sooners play-by-play voice, and I asked him about the Big 12 official account retweeting Brent Venables and talking some trash about his tenure the last 2 years that Oklahoma was in the Big 12. I know, I guess we're in that era where nobody is above rolling around in the mud. I mean, think about Wendy's and they roast other accounts all the time. I mean, is it good for college football when the biggest accounts, official accounts of conferences, are rolling around in the sort of snarky, trash-talking world?
No. I mean, not really. I don't... It is... I guess it cuts both ways. I would personally say no, that I'm of that old-school generation where, like, you do the talking on the field, you shake hands after, and then it's over, right? That's not necessarily the world we live in right now. I mean, we're going through the Brian Branch juju thing from the other night on the NFL field where, yes, he crackbacked him. Was that a reason to punch him after the game? Probably not. You know, and now both fan bases are just blaming the other one, and it's messy and it's gross, but I'm just not a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do that kind of guy, and I never have been, and you know, for conferences to do that, I know everybody wants to be funny and cute and those kind of things, but you know, in the interest of sportsmanship, and anybody that's spent as much time coaching youth sports as I have, they'll tell you that sportsmanship isn't the greatest right now, and we're trying to teach those lessons, and so that's where I'm at on that.
Bill Bender, The Sporting News, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. Bill, where are you on Ohio State? They handed Illinois a pretty good beatdown. The game was never really close. I know the score doesn't look like a blowout, but Ohio State did a pretty good job, in my opinion, of taking care of business on Saturday. Is Ohio State just far above everybody else when it comes to being the best team in the country? Because they're thus far, they don't have many blemishes.
They're really good. They've allowed 6.8 points per game on defense. The only national champion since 1998 that allowed fewer points through six games was Georgia in 2021. They were at 5.5, when you watch that Georgia defense that year, you were like, yeah, they're going to win the national title. This Ohio State team's even better on offense with Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith. And I'm not saying they can't get beat. Anybody can get beat, but they are a little bit of a touch above everybody else, in my opinion. You know, there's a handful of teams I would like to see play them: Indiana, Miami, Alabama, maybe Oregon. But, you know, and you get them in that 12-team setup, they're going to be really tough to beat.
Bill, all over Twitter right now, there are rumors that it is a done deal and Billy Napier is going to be fired on Sunday morning. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody else who wins when he absolutely has to more than Billy Napier, but it's clear that the Florida fans don't want him around anymore. So, to be honest, what difference does it make if he wins a game this weekend against Mississippi State or whoever it may be? If you don't want him around, just go ahead and fire him. If you think you can do better, go ahead and fire him. But, you know, what are you making of even like big outlets, Yahoo Sports and others like it, having this news that somebody is going to be fired?
That it'll probably happen. Matt Hayes reported on that. And I always trust Matt. I worked with him at Sporting News. He's one of the best college football writers in the country. He's a mentor to me and a good friend. So if he's reporting it, you know, pretty live. I think it's going to happen then at that point. And why not do it now? Just fire him now, you know, instead of going out and playing Mississippi State, and you know the atmosphere would probably feel like awake. You know, I don't know if that's good business, but I think, again, Florida's probably – this is the world we live in where you've got to start turning the wheels on who the next guy is going to be, because a lot of those will happen in November, depending, you know, pending playoff teams. And if you're trying to grab a guy from a playoff team. So maybe it's – there's another place where, like, you know, if you're going to go that way, why not go to James Franklin? He could complain about losing against top 10 teams, but he did a good job in the SEC when he was at Vandy, and would be a type of fit there that would do well.
What about Lane Kiffin? Do you think that could be a realistic possibility or no?
I mean, that's the other name. Now, you know, we could ask the same question we asked about Kurt Cignetti leaving for Penn State. In its current state, in the present tense, is that a better job than Florida? I don't know if it is. Mm. I mean, I think Lane's found a way to win double-digit games and that kind of thing where, I don't know. Do you think the setup at Florida is better than Ole Miss right now? He's been able to win three straight years at Ole Miss and deliver, you know, college football playoff caliber teams that, Florida presses reset a lot. Reset a lot since Urban Meyer. So that's where I'm at on that. I think Lane is the name they're going to zero in on, no question. Whether or not he decides to take that job is another story.
Bill, Hugh Freeze looks pretty much done with it, with SEC officiating. We know what happened in the Oklahoma game. We saw the different plays that occurred in that Georgia game. If you're Hugh, what kind of recourse, if any, is there with the SEC office to say, hey, man, why does this keep happening to us again and again and again?
Well, I mean, I feel for him because those controversies were, I kind of side with him on both of them as far as how that game went the other night. He's another coach, though. I mean, is this a hot seat thing now? They're playing Missouri. They're a two-point underdog. Are two-point favorite in that game. So if Missouri comes in and beats them, which is likely in a lot of ways, then we'll see where it goes from there for Hugh Freeze. I think he's a guy that's been on the hot seat for about 2 years, much like Billy Napier. But I don't know where all – there's another place where James Franklin would do well. So it's just my way of saying that it is getting wild. It will continue to get wild. And I don't see any end in sight, especially with this cycle.
Bill, last question before we get your upset pick. When you look locally here in South Carolina, Clemson, South Carolina, both 3-3 with struggles of their own. South Carolina welcoming in Oklahoma, Clemson welcoming in SMU. If you had to go on the worry meter for a minute, if we have to ask you a worry meter kind of question, worry or concern, rather, do you have more worry and concern about South Carolina and their 3-3 start, or do you have more worry and concern about Clemson and Dabo right now?
Probably more South Carolina because the offense hasn't been what we thought it was going to be, you know, and I think that the schedule's less forgiving. So, you know, when you're playing the schedule that South Carolina's playing and Oklahoma, I know they're coming in with a banged up quarterback and all that, but it's still a ranked opponent with a very good defense. So, I would say probably more worry towards South Carolina. Clemson, like we talked about, I know there was a lot of motion early in the season, but they could settle in just as easily, finish 9-3 and maybe even 10-3 with a bowl victory. And Dabo probably take a couple victory laps at that point. That's kind of my read on where both programs are right now.
Bill, it's time to get it. Your upset pick for this week.
No, you know, I'm going to go – it's not really an upset to me, and it's a small one, but I want to get one – I want to get a win. So I like Georgia Tech at Duke. I think they're like a three-point underdog.
What?
Maybe less. Is it less?
No, that just doesn't make sense to me. You're right. They are underdogs, but is that not weird?
That doesn't feel like an upset, so I'm going to pick Georgia Tech and Brent Key to go ahead and get the 7-0. I like their rushing attack. They've got three guys with like – they're ranking the top 15 in ACC in rushing yards, and I think they'll continue to do well.
Bill, you're the man. We appreciate you as always, friend.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great week.
You
Thanks,
too.
Bill.
Bill Bender, the Sporting News. By the way, that line has dropped to a point and a half.
Ooh.
So he's only going to get a point and a half if Georgia Tech beats Duke.
Gosh.
So now it's pretty close to a pick 'em. That game's in
Durham.
Durham, yeah. In Durham, so you're kind of looking at it as a toss-up. That is weird, though. A buddy of mine asked me about that game.
I have never been to a game in Durham at Duke's football stadium. It's one of my Wallace Way. One of my favorite small stadiums since they got rid of that track. I think it's a beautiful blueprint for what a small, I'm gonna guess off the top of my head, it's about 45,000-seat stadium should look like. I love it.
I have never been either. You know, that's a good question. Is it 40? Let's see. It is. You're right at it. 40,000. Very small. Like half the size of Clemson when you talk about Wallace Wade Stadium. I don't have my upset pick. I know we got to run the break. I don't know when I'll have it, but maybe, Diesel, the reason I've been so bad at this challenge is because I rush it.
Oh.
That's okay. Why. I need to mull on it a little bit more. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that a good reason?
You're rushing.
I got to slow down and think about this thing more. When it comes to the upset picks challenge, we'll see if that works. I need anything I can get right now. On the other side, how about this Urban Meyer audio on the firing of James Franklin? Man, if you hadn't heard this, this is intriguing. A little knee-jerk reaction. Urban Meyer next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.